Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narcheries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Love Prescription: 7 Days to More Intimacy, Connection, and Joy by John Gottman and Julie Schwartz. Gottman is a practical relationship guide grounded in decades of the author's research on what helps couples thrive. Rather than offering abstract theory or a long therapeutic program, the book is structured as a one-week plan built around small, repeatable actions that strengthen closeness. Each day introduces a specific practice designed to increase emotional connection, appreciation, and positive interaction, with the underlying message that lasting love is built through everyday moments, not grand gestures. The Gottmans are known for translating relationship science into tools couples can actually use, and this book follows that tradition with a clear, time-bound format aimed at immediate application. It is written for romantic partners at many stages, from newer relationships to long-term marriages. And it emphasizes rebuilding warmth, responsiveness, and shared joy through intentional habits. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a research-based focus on small daily moments. A central theme of the book is that relationship quality is shaped less by occasional dramatic conversations and more by the accumulation of everyday interactions. The Gottmans present their approach as research-grounded, drawing on their long-running work observing couples and identifying patterns associated with stability and satisfaction. In this framework, the building blocks of love include noticing each other, responding in small ways, and creating a steady ratio of positive to negative experiences. The book emphasizes that couples do not need to wait for a crisis or a therapy appointment to begin improving their connection. Instead, they can practice brief, concrete behaviors that signal interest, care, and respect. This idea also reduces overwhelm. Partners are not asked to reinvent the relationship all at once, but to make modest changes that compound over time. By anchoring the plan in repeatable habits, the authors position intimacy as something created through attention and responsiveness in ordinary life, such as acknowledging a partner's efforts, checking in emotionally, and choosing connection in moments when it would be easy to disengage. Secondly, day one, make contact, and the skill of turning toward. The first day practice, make contact, highlights the importance of initiating connection on purpose. To concept the lines of the broader Gottman idea, partners build trust and closeness by turning toward each other instead of away, especially during small bids for attention. Making contact can be as simple as a greeting, a brief check-in, or a moment of eye contact that communicates you matter to me. The goal is to interrupt autopilot routines that often develop in long-term relationships, where two people can share space yet feel emotionally distant. By encouraging consistent contact, the book treats connection as a behavior that can be practiced, not a mood that must appear spontaneously. This day also sets the tone for the rest of the week by emphasizing initiative. Waiting for the other person to start can keep couples stuck in silence or resentment. When partners regularly reach out, they create more opportunities for warmth and shared presence, which can make later conversations about needs, appreciation, and plans feel safer and less strained. Thirdly, curiosity and depth through Ask a Big Question. Ask a Big Question focuses on restoring or expanding emotional knowledge of each other through purposeful curiosity. Over time, couples can slip into practical talk only, covering schedules, chores, and logistics while missing the deeper layer of feelings, hopes, stressors, and meaning. The book counters the drift by prompting partners to ask open-ended, personally significant questions that invite real conversation rather than yes or no answers. The emphasis is not on interrogating or fixing, but on understanding, listening, and learning what is happening in a partner's inner world. This practice supports intimacy because feeling known and taken seriously is a core ingredient of closeness. It also helps partners update their understanding of each other, since people change across seasons of life. When done respectfully, big questions can increase empathy and reduce misinterpretation, especially during stressful periods. The day reinforces that connection is built by sustained interest. And that curiosity is a relationship skill couples can intentionally cultivate even when life feels busy or routine. Fourthly, appreciation as a daily habit. Thank you and give a real compliment. Two of the week practices center on appreciation. Say thank you and give a real compliment. Together, they address a common relationship erosion point. Partners often notice what is missing more than what is working. The book encourages couples to actively name the positive, both in everyday contributions and in personal qualities, so that goodwill becomes visible rather than assumed. Gratitude can be directed at ordinary efforts, such as handling tasks or showing patience, while a real compliment highlights something specific and meaningful rather than generic praise. The value is not performative positivity. It is recalibrating attention so partners feel seen. Appreciation can also soften conflict cycles because it increases the sense that both people are on the same team. the Gottmans present these actions as quick but potent ways to create a warmer emotional climate. When gratitude and admiration are expressed regularly, couples often find it easier to repair after misunderstandings and to interpret each other's intentions more generously, which supports both emotional safety and long-term satisfaction. Lastly, direct needs touch and protected time. Ask for what you need. Reach out and touch and declare a date night. The later days of the prescription move from noticing and affirming to clearer requests and shared rituals. Ask for what you need encourages direct communication that replaces guessing, resentment, or indirect hints. Framing needs respectfully can prevent small disappointments from becoming chronic grievances. Reach out and touch highlights the role of physical connection and closeness, pointing couples toward appropriate affectionate touch as a way to reinforce warmth and security. Finally, declare a date night formalizes protected time for the relationship. The emphasis is on consistency and intention, not extravagance. Setting aside time signals that the partnership deserves priority amid work, parenting, and other obligations. These practices complement each other when partners can state needs plainly, maintain affectionate connection, and protect time to enjoy each other. The relationship has more opportunities for positive experiences and fewer gaps where distance can grow. Taken as a sequence, the week builds a balanced model of intimacy that includes emotional openness, appreciation, physical affection, and shared enjoyment. In conclusion, the love prescription is best suited for couples who want practical, research-informed tools they can start using immediately, especially partners who feel busy, disconnected, or stuck in repetitive patterns but are not looking for a long technical program. It can also work well for couples who are generally doing fine yet want a structured reset that reinforces positive habits. The main benefit is its simplicity. The 7-day format lowers the barrier to action and helps partners focus on behaviors they can control, such as making contact, asking better questions, expressing appreciation, stating needs, adding affection, and protecting time together. Intellectually, the book offers a clear lens on how closeness is built through small moments, reinforcing a view of love as something practiced daily. What helps it stand out in the relationship category is the blend of science-oriented credibility with a highly actionable schedule. Many relationship books either emphasize theory or dive into complex therapeutic work. This one prioritizes doable interventions that can create momentum quickly. Even if couples repeat the week or adapt the exercises over time, the structure provides a straightforward way to translate relationship insight into consistent, connecting behavior. If you would like to support John Gottman PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.